Welcome to this guided meditation. This is a companion meditation to episode 32, Finding Comfort and Peace if you are feeling disconnected from your spiritual gifts, at realreikireallife.com. Although listening to this meditation is not necessary in order to do this meditation, you might find it helpful to listen to the podcast episode first, to more fully incorporate the healing messages that are taught in this meditation. Often in life, as we go through periods of upset or overwhelm, it can feel like our spiritual gifts have dimmed. We may become upset or feel entirely off as we go through these periods, because our spiritual gifts are a part of us. This is completely normal to go through this process and to feel this way. If it is safe for you to do so, please find a quiet place free of any and all distractions. You could be lying in bed at night or sitting in the lotus position. Either way, please just find a comfortable position for the next several minutes. Close your eyes and take a deep, cleansing, nourishing breath, concentrating on a powerful exhale. Keep this breathing pattern going as I continue talking. On the next exhale, imagine all stress, in whatever form you might be carrying it in your body, leaving in a gray cloud of smoke. Keep this breathing pattern for as long as you feel necessary to clear yourself of any intention or tension. You may pause this recording if more time is needed to do this. At this time, please invite your spiritual guidance, whoever that is for you, to help you with this healing meditation in only the highest good for whatever is right for you. Be sure to thank them for showing up and being here for you, as an attitude of gratitude is the best thank you of all to these spiritual beings. Now imagine a bright, beautiful light through your crown chakra. As you resume a normal breathing pattern, imagine with each inhale of breath that this bright light is cleansing any remaining stress or lower vibrational energy as it moves from your crown chakra into your third eye chakra, into your throat chakra, into your heart chakra, into your solar plexus chakra, and into your sacral chakra, and moving on into your root chakra. Imagine on the next exhale that this light is sinking from your crown chakra all the way through all seven main chakras, into your root chakra, and coming out of your root chakra into the core of the earth, anchoring you. As you breathe in, inhale the earth energy, and exhaling, imagining this light sinking even deeper into the core of the earth, anchoring you furthermore into earth's energy. You are now grounded and filled with safe, healing, and divine light. Place your hands on your heart. Imagine the brightest, most healing divine light is coming from your palms and is entering your heart, filling you with unconditional light and love. In gratitude, you think of all the things in life you are grateful for. Take a couple of moments now to raise your vibrations in gratitude. As you think of all the things in life, no matter how big or small, that you are grateful for. You are now connected to your highest self, your heart center, the place where all love lives and resides. You are now ready to communicate with this love in finding comfort and peace. I am going to voice some positive mantras at this time, with the intention of these mantras entering your heart at your heart, as they permeate both your conscious and subconscious mind. This will help you later communicate with your higher self, your heart center, on ways to move through this period in a way that is healthy and right for you. Now, just allow yourself to receive the powerful energy of these mantras. I am safe, loved, and connected through my heart, through my connection with the divine. I am perfect as I am in this moment in time. I love my life, even the challenging and periods of upset, as I know they are working in my favor. I acknowledge that all is right in my life at this moment in time, even if it does not feel like it at the present moment. The universe is working for me, and I know I will come out of this period of unrest a stronger, more spiritually gifted individual. Now go ahead and identify whatever emotion you might be feeling as you are going through this period of feeling spiritually disconnected. It could be anger, it could be fear. Ask yourself now what this emotion is for you, and just be in a place of observance, of non-judgment. It is so important to allow yourself to acknowledge this emotion without any kind of judgment or expectation. As you sit with this emotion, allow yourself to feel it, to sit with it, to embrace it. Now that you have acknowledged what this emotion or these emotions are, it is important to give them a voice so you can release them. For instance, if you are feeling fear, you can say something to yourself such as, "I am afraid that this feeling of disconnection will last forever." Or, "I am afraid that I am not feeling myself because I am unable to tune into my spiritual gifts as I have in the past." Trust whatever comes up for you in this process. In some instances, this emotion or emotions might have something to teach you before you can let them go. Sit with it now as you sincerely ask from your hands connected to your heart space what this emotion might have to teach you. Go ahead and ask that now as I continue talking. Your first thought is most likely your answer. Do not discount it, no matter how unreal it might seem. Trust in the process and in what your heart is trying to tell you. Know that this is coming up for a reason, so that you can let go of it and heal from it. Stay connected to whatever answer you are getting as I continue to talk. If you are not getting an answer of what this emotion might be teaching you, that is okay. You are not doing anything wrong, as there's no such thing as doing this process wrong. As long as your heart is open to the process and what might come up. There might be many reasons why this is happening, such as the emotion does not have anything to teach you at this time and is ready to have you just let it go. Or you might need to know whatever this has to teach you in a different place and time, in divine timing. Simply put the intention out there that if this does not have something to teach you, or if it still has something to teach you, that it will manifest in a way that you can understand it. And know that it will. Once you have acknowledged what you needed from these emotions, and you feel there is nothing further to learn from them, thank them for serving you, and let them know it is time to go. Let them know that their time is finished, and intentionally send them back to the light where they can harm nobody else. Please take a moment to move through this process in a way that is right for you. We will take the next couple of minutes now to move through this process, and if more time is needed, please feel free to pause this recording to take all the time you need. There is now an energetic space that is empty, where this emotion or these emotions once resided, and we now need to fill this space or spaces up with divine light so that anything else of a lower vibration will not attach itself to this open space. With your hands still at your heart space, intend in whatever words are right for you that divine, loving, white light is filling all the energetic spaces that are now open where these emotions once resided. Sit with this process now. And if you are attuned to Reiki, go ahead and send healing life force energy to these spaces now. In a way that is right for you, please give thanks and gratitude to your spiritual guidance in helping you identify these emotions and for all the healing that just took place. whenever you are ready, take a deep, cleansing, and nourishing breath. Take a long stretch if you need to. Ask yourself, how are you feeling now? While this meditation might not have made your feelings of being disconnected from your gifts go away, you should hopefully feel much more lighter and in a place of peace regarding them. You and your spiritual guidance just cleared away a ton of lower vibrational energy, and with that, feelings of clarity and even peace might be in your space at the moment. Please do this meditation anytime you might need to clear away anything that is not serving you, not just in times of feeling spiritual disconnect. I hope you enjoyed this powerful healing meditation. It is my honor, joy, and pleasure to be able to help you on life's journey. I am Patricia Keene, reminding you to always journey in light and serve with love. Namaste.